Hello and welcome to another member podcast on AboveTopSecret.com. This is True American, your friendly partisan to the truth. I wanted to talk a little bit about a subject here that doesn't appear to get discussed much on ATS, and that's the subject of foreign language signs in your communities and in our communities, and the effect that that's having on our culture in general. And the whole issue, as from seen from both sides, and I'd be very interested in your opinions on this matter. This is an unscripted podcast, and as Skeptic Overlord had pointed out in one of his, it's kind of more interesting to do an unscripted podcast because it's really more spontaneous, and you know, you really get the feeling that somebody's, you know, talking to you as opposed to reading off a script. In any case, on to the subject. Just recently, somebody's built a strip mall on the corner of my street, and I reside in Atlanta. And of course, in Atlanta, as some of you may well or may know or may not know, there's quite a concentration of Mexicans and Latin American people here. And while I don't necessarily disagree with them being here, one of the things I vehemently disagree with is them trying to come in here and put up Spanish-only signs, or even Spanish-first and English-second signs, is quite a sight, and something that I just really disagree with and don't really understand how you know, people are letting this just happen. This is America. This is not Mexico. And I say this, I should have you know, from a perspective of somebody who's actually gone and lived for many years in the Dominican Republic. I speak totally fluent Spanish, and I also spent a couple of years in Costa Rica. Now, you know, it's one thing for these for you know, Mexican and Spanish speaking immigrants to come here, and I not just Spanish speaking. I'm talking about all foreign language immigrants. You know, Vietnamese, South Koreans, Chinese, Japanese, you name it. It doesn't really matter. What matters to me is that I'm sitting here living in an American neighborhood, pulling outside my street and looking at signs that are completely in Spanish. There's just something that's inherently not right about that. You know, when I went to the Dominican Republic, it took me all of about 2 weeks, because I was thrust into a situation under which I had no control, but it took me about 2 weeks to become relatively fluent in Spanish. Not completely. That was probably more like a month or 2 months. But my point here is that if immigrants are going to come here and try to establish lives, regardless of the fact whether they're legal or illegal, that's not something that, you know, I really want to tackle or get into. That's what we have the INS for. You know, I have no problem with that. But you know, when I go online here and I'm sitting here researching, you know, this topic, I've found a couple of articles which are pretty amazing, actually. One article in particular here is talking about an actual town in Texas where there is a local government ordinance for all city business to be conducted in Spanish. I kid you not, in Spanish. The town is called El Ceniso in Texas. And according to the article, under an ordinance, all city government business must take place in Spanish. This is because approximately 75% of that small town is, you know, Mexican or Mexican-derived or Spanish-speaking people. And it turns out upon further research that this is actually illegal. We have laws against this which are being very well ignored and not enforced. And as it turns out, I've done further research about more local ordinances, and it turns out that right here in Atlanta we have several local ordinances to ban or prohibit the use of Spanish-only signs. According to one ordinance, we're supposed to have you're supposed to have at least 75% English to, you know, a second 25% of foreign language in your signs. And I'm making this member podcast to really try to get some opinions here from the people here at ATS on how you feel about this. Do you have people and signs in your neighborhood that, you know, are in foreign languages. And is this, does this not bother you? You know, one of the things the article is pointing out here is that, you know, some of these businesses have seen, you know, market increases in business when they put up signs and sub signs, stuff like, you know, welcome or bienvenido, which is means welcome in Spanish, and their business has increased somewhat because obviously it appeals to the Spanish speaking population. Now, my question here is, is it reasonable that we as Americans ought to sacrifice our long heritage and our culture for economic reasons? The economic incentive of actually adding a Spanish-speaking sign or just a Spanish-speaking sign only on top of a business. You know, there's other issues as well that complicate this matter, such as the main focus of why not to do that is because of emergency services. You know, firefighters and policemen trying to find a place quickly are going to have a much tougher time if they don't speak Spanish and a sign of a business is up in Spanish and there's an emergency at the location. This is just one reason, but you know, what really bothers me, I suppose, most of all here is that Spanish or foreign people would come to this country and try to set up mini cities all in their language right in the middle of our country. Now, you know, when I went to the Dominican Republic, I didn't go around setting up signs in English. You know, I was forced to learn the language. There wasn't any English signs. And my point is, I guess, if these people and immigrants, or you're an immigrant that is listening to this podcast, if, you know, you're going to come to this country, you know, that's great. If you're illegal here or legal, then, you know, that's something you need to take up with the authorities. But my point here is that it is unfair and unreasonable for immigrants to expect to come to this country and derive all the benefits of living in this country and totally disregard the customs, the language, and of America, which is, you know, English, not Spanish, not Vietnamese, not Japanese, and not damn Chinese. You know, this is really starting to piss me off, and I apologize for losing my cool here, but I really, you know, when I went the other day down here and I saw these signs right on my own street corner, and I own a house, I'm invested here, I just can't take this anymore without saying something about it. It turns out that my actual local city has an ordinance regarding this, but it's being largely ignored, and from articles that I've been reading, they're not enforcing it whatsoever because there is an economics incentive to put up signs in Spanish because it obviously attracts Spanish-speaking customers who would otherwise, you know, be forced to learn the language and mingle and intermingle with an American English-speaking culture. In any case, I won't belabor the point. It bothers me. I hope it bothers you if you're an American. And thanks for listening to this little bit of a rant from just a concerned American who's watching our cultures and our heritage as Americans being trampled over and nothing being done about it by, you know, foreign people who otherwise should really, you know, be learning the language and communicating and such. And you know, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans. You know, don't go to Rome and try to set up, you know, America. Mexicans don't come to America and try to set up Mexico here. Same for Vietnamese and Japanese and Chinese. Again, I'm very interested in your comments. I'll end my rant here, and thanks for listening. This is a true American, friendly partisan to the truth, signing out, and have a great day.